For the past 3 years, the world outside the U.S. has largely tried to ignore Trump's retrograde position on climate, hoping 2020 would usher in a new president with a new position, re-enabling the cooperation between nations needed to prevent the worst ravages of climate change. But there's no more time to wait. We're standing at a climate crossroads. The world has already warmed 1.1 degrees centigrade since the Industrial Revolution. If we pass 2 degrees centigrade, we risk hitting one or more major tipping points, where the effects of climate change go from advancing gradually to changing dramatically overnight, reshaping the planet. To ensure that we don't pass that threshold, we need to cut emissions in half by 2030. Climate change has understandably fallen out of the public eye this year as the coronavirus pandemic rages. Nevertheless, this year, or perhaps this year and next, is likely to be the most pivotal yet in the fight against climate change. We've run out of time to build new things in old ways, says Rob Jackson, an Earth System Science professor at Stanford University and the chair of the Global Carbon Project. What we do now will define the fate of the planet and human life on it for decades. The time frame for effective climate action was always going to be tight, but the coronavirus pandemic has shrunk it further. Scientists and policymakers expected the green transition to occur over the next decade, but the pandemic has pushed 10 years of anticipated investment in everything from power plants to roads into a months-long time frame. Countries have already spent $11 trillion to help stem the economic damage from COVID-19. They could spend trillions more. It's in this next 6 months that recovery strategies are likely to be formulated and the path set, says Nicholas Stern, a former World Bank chief economist known for his landmark 2006 report warning that climate change could devastate the global economy. We don't know where the chips will fall. Will a newfound respect for science and a fear of future shocks lead us to finally wake up? Or will the desire to return to normal overshadow the threats lurking just around the corner?